Hello everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through scripture verse by verse, and we are preparing our hearts for Joyeux Noël, Merry Christmas coming up. That's French. Yes, I speak a tiny bit of French, but we're preparing our hearts for Christmas, and we are in Luke chapter 2. We're going to finish with this portion of Luke chapter 2, and we won't go beyond that because then we see Jesus as a young boy. So we're going to be in verses 36 through 40, and then tomorrow we'll start with some prophecies about Jesus, which is really cool too. So here we go, Luke 2, 36 through 40 in the Amplified Version, and it says this. There was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old and had lived with her husband for 7 years after her marriage. And then, as a widow, to the age of 84, she did not leave the area of the temple, but was serving and worshiping night and day with fastings and prayers. She too came up at that very moment and began praising and giving thanks to God, and continued to speak of him to all who were looking for the redemption and deliverance of Jerusalem. And when they had done everything in connection with Jesus' birth, according to the law of the Lord, they went back to Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. And the child continued to grow and become strong in spirit, filled with wisdom. And the grace, favor, spiritual blessing of God was upon him. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this snapshot of Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She had lived a faithful life. She had been with her husband 7 years and then remained the rest of her life in the temple, praising you and fasting and praying. And Lord, I pray that we would take heart for those who are in the midst of widowhood, for those who have lost folks. Help us to look to Anna as an example of how to go on after loss. And I know that around Christmas time, this is just a really hard time, Lord, for those of us who are grieving, who have lost family members and friends. And whenever we're around a holiday, particularly a birthday, but really Christmas is a hard one, Thanksgiving as well, that we're reminded of our loss. And so I pray for those listening today who are battling a loss. And Lord, I know that there's no timeline of grief. It takes a long time. And I don't know that we're ever over a loss. And so, Lord, would you just be tender with people today? And for those around my friend who's grieving, I pray you would send people who are kind-hearted and open-hearted and just want to listen instead of throw platitudes their way. Lord, help us to aptly remember those who have gone before us, that great cloud of witnesses, to give them a nod of, wow, they really did some cool things in our lives, and to remember them well. Help us to grieve through. Help us to learn the art of lament, to let go of what has happened slowly. I know it's a long journey. But also help us to move forward as Anna, however we say that. That we could always be worshiping you. Lord, I pray that our grief would not turn us inward into bitterness and anger, but instead it would cause us to be empathetic toward all those who are grieving losses this Christmas. And I pray that for the people not having a grief to deal with, that we would be open-hearted people looking for people who need to know that they are loved. People who are grieving themselves, people who are on the outcasts of society, one of the outcasts. And Lord, help us to see that, to welcome, to invite, to bring in, especially during this holiday season. Lord, we are apt to go out and, you know, give gifts to strangers during this time. But Lord, help us to really, throughout the whole year, to invest in people who need to be loved. Thank you for demonstrating that by coming from heaven to earth to rescue all of us. It's beautiful. And I'm so grateful and thankful. I almost said grankful, but I guess that's not a word. Grateful and thankful into mushed together as a word. Lord, we do pray that we would become like Jesus in the sense that we would grow and become strong in spirit, filled with wisdom and grace and favor and spiritual blessing. Lord, we long for that ourselves. So would you pour it out on my listeners today? Would you give us your presence? We love you. We need you. We worship you. We bow before you today in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am grateful for you and thankful that you have spent this time with me. If you have a prayer request, you can email me at mary@marydemuth.com and I will certainly pray for you. Have a great day.